This morning we are going to hear a story from the Gospels as we turn to our Bibles. Please open your Bibles in the New Testament at the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. Gospel of Luke chapter 19, the first 10 verses. This passage describes an event in the life of Jesus and in the life of a tax collector called Zacchaeus. This is the word of God as we find it in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word, that through His Spirit, He will work His miracle in our lives. Amen.
Let's have a moment of silence before we think about God's Word. Let's pray. God, our Father, we give thanks to You for every opportunity to learn more about Jesus and how much He loves us. And we pray that today Your Holy Spirit would enable us to experience something of that love, even as we're learning. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Boys and girls, one of the things that I really like to do in my spare time is to go around art galleries and to look at lovely paintings. I was doing that in Edinburgh just recently. I took time off from something else that I should have been doing and went along to an art gallery to see some quite stunning paintings. And I decided that from now on, I was going to stop just admiring paintings. And I myself was going to produce a great work of art. And you have it in your hands, amongst the papers there. Can you see it? One of these days, people will be pained to see this. You understand? Have we all got a copy of my great work of art? Now, if you look at it, you can see that this is my house. Okay? And it's in a bright, sunny day. And there's a tree in the garden. And there's birds flying in the sky. Has everybody got it? There's birds flying. And that's me down in the left-hand corner there. Just saying hello to everyone. And there's the house with the windows and the door and the chimney. So what do you think? Do you think I've got a chance of getting this into an art gallery? We seem to have a division of opinion. I mean, maybe a modern art gallery. Maybe that. But some people were shaking their heads. Why are you shaking your heads? What's wrong with it? Pardon? The tree's upside down. And the door's upside down. And the door's on the upper half of the house. Okay, right, I'll sort that out, yep. Anyone else got a comment to make? Yes? Yes? Pardon? There are snakes in the sky instead of birds. Okay, fair enough, I'll sort that out. Anybody else? Yes? What's your... Pardon? There's a square sun. What shape is this thing? Is it round? Okay. Right, we'll sort that out. We'll sort anything else wrong with that. It's not looking too good, this, is it? Yeah. What? Pardon? Who's ear? There's a beak coming out of my ear. Let me see. You drew that. You drew that. That's not fair. You're not allowed to do that. Add to great works of art. Yes, anything else? A beak coming out my... Oh, the chimney. What's wrong with the chimney? It's what? It's at the side. Where should it be? At the top. Okay. Anything else? Yep. Pardon? I look like a crisp. That's one of the nicest things that anybody has. What flavour do you think it is? As long as it's cheese and onion, I don't mind. Yeah, somebody else. What's wrong with it? In fact, the tree's upside down. That's right. I think Gordon did mention that the tree is upside down. Anything else? Somebody here, yes? Triangular windows. Why should they be? Square. Okay. Surely there's nothing more. Is there anything else? Oh dear. Yes? Pardon? What's upside? The door is upside down. Yeah, we've had that, yep. The one of the windows is upside down as well as being triangular. Yeah, they're very sad windows. Yep. Oh. When smoke comes out of a chimney, it goes up, not down. Yeah, so. He's dead. You're dead, right? Of course, you know, but I don't know. Well, I think we'll just call a halt. Because it looks as if I've made a real mess of this. Doesn't it? I mean, I've got everything wrong, it seems. At least the roof's okay. The roof's okay. Is the roof okay? On the house? Yes. We're all agreeing that the roof is okay. But it looks like I've made a bit of a mess of things. I mean, snakes don't fly in the sky. The sun isn't square, sorry. And snakes can't fly. Yes, I know, that's right. And the smoke, the chimney's in the wrong place, the tree's upside down. I look like a crisp. You know, there is so much that needs to be put right here. I've made an absolute mess of it. But you've been able to show me what I need to do to put it right. And so the next time, I can do better. Now, it's been a wee bit of fun. Honest, I really meant to make those mistakes. You know. I meant to make the mistakes. I did it intentionally. I did it intentionally. It's been a bit of fun. And I'm glad that you were all able to participate. But you know, there are times, and I'm sure you know this, there are times in all our lives when, no matter how we try, we make a mess of things. We don't want to say nasty things to people, but sometimes we do. And we really want to share things with other people, but sometimes we don't. And we don't want to be selfish people who are always thinking about themselves, but I'm afraid that sometimes we do. We just make a mess of being followers of Jesus. But what I want you to remember, I want everyone to remember here this morning, is that Jesus understands that. Because we're all humans. And sometimes we make a mess of things. And it's important for us to remember that it's always possible for us to change and to put things right. I mean, no one had made a bigger mess of his life than Zacchaeus, the man that Mr. Vidic was reading about in the Gospel this morning. Zacchaeus was a greedy man. He was a selfish man. He was probably the most unpopular man in Jericho, where he lived. But one day he met Jesus. And Jesus changed his life completely. All the things that Zacchaeus had made a mess of, he was able to put right. He said, all that money that I've taken from people that I wasn't entitled to, I'm going to give it back. 4 times the amount. I'm going to give it back. And I'm going to sell my possessions and give the money to the poor, the people that I've been so unkind to, the people that I've never given a thought to. I'm going to give them all the money that I get from my possessions. So that was an amazing transformation, an amazing change to happen in this man's life. And it was all because he met Jesus. And Jesus was able to show him that there was a better way. So let's not be too downhearted when we make a mess of things. Yes, it's important that we feel bad when we've let Jesus down. But he wants to lift us up and to do things better than we did them before. Jesus is able to forgive us and to renew our lives. Zacchaeus knew all about that, and we can know about it in our lives too. Now let's pray. God our Father, we give thanks to you that whenever we do make a mess of things, that we can be forgiven. We might feel bad, but you want us to feel better. And so you forgive us, and you give us the strength that we need to change. So we pray that today you would come to us in the power of your Holy Spirit and assure us of your love and of your guidance. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.